Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kitoleno with the evening news. The headlines. Guwahati High Court directs Nagaland, three other states to report on measures taken to improve jail conditions. Deputy Chief Minister Yantong Opadon stresses importance of inclusivity, nurturing children for progressive development. Commissioner and Secretary Thejawele Gregory calls for balancing energy of youths with wisdom of elders for societal progress. And All India Institute of Medical Sciences to set up critical care block. Now the news in detail. The Guwahati High Court has directed Nagaland, Assam, Mizoram and Arunachal Pradesh to submit reports on measures taken to improve conditions of prisons in the states. A report.
The court gave the directive during a hearing on 20 December in view of an inspection report by a committee comprising officials of the Assam State Legal Service authorities and senior prison officials. The inspection report annexed to an affidavit filed by the Registrar General of the High Court in August has highlighted unsatisfactory conditions in jails across the four states and outlined certain recommendations for improvements. Albert for Akashwani News, Kohima.
The court has directed governments of the four states to file detailed affidavits by the 29th of next month, mentioning the actions taken to address the issues raised by the committee. The states have also been asked to provide a timeline for implementation of any recommendation that are yet to be enforced. Deputy Chief Minister Yantong Opadon has emphasized on the importance of inclusivity and nurturing young children for progressive development. Speaking at the Platinum Jubilee of Old Changsa Students' Union on Saturday, Patton said the Jubilee serves as a catalyst for cultivating strong leadership and fostering successful individuals and intellectuals within the community. Calling upon students to emulate the good deeds and examples of elders and past leaders, Mr. Patton urged them to strive towards achieving their goals with sincerity and dedication. Mr. Patton expressed optimism that the Jubilee celebration would bring peace within the community and produce students with character and values to become responsible leaders in the society. Commissioner and Secretary, Department of Water Resources, Thejawele Gregory Sote, has advocated for a balanced approach to societal progress, highlighting the significance of combining the ambition of youth with the wisdom of elders to build a community rooted in truth, integrity and justice. He was addressing the 50-year celebration of Tsaku Youth Association, PKL Kohima Village, yesterday. Mr. Sote also emphasized on the importance of nurturing one's own family in building a just society. He lauded the leaders, both past and present, for successfully carrying out the challenges and goals on education, employment and cleanliness, which were envisioned during the Silver Jubilee celebration in 1999. Mr. Sote also acknowledged the contributions of the elders and leaders in the upliftment of the community. As the year 2024 draws to a close, the people of Nagaland are preparing for a vibrant and festive welcome to 2025. The entire state is abuzz with excitement as communities of all ages will come together to ring in the new year. For many Nagas, the celebrations are not just about welcoming a new year, but also a time for family reunions and spiritual reflection and renewal. Churches across the state are organizing special midnight Thanksgiving services where thousands will gather for prayer, singing, and a shared sense of community. Our Woka correspondent brings a report on how the district is preparing to welcome the new year.
Here in Woka, the vibrant town is abuzz with excitement as people eagerly await the arrival of a new year. As the clock ticks down, the district is ready to embrace fresh beginnings and make lasting memories. Let's hear from a local resident about her preparations.
As Christmas comes to an end and people of Woka are eagerly awaiting the new year and the festival spirit remains alive in Woka district. Anticipation is high and as we prepare to welcome 2025 with new resolutions and deciding what you leave behind in 2024 and what you carry forward into the coming year.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, will set up a critical care block at the premises of the trauma center. Director of AIIMS, M. Srinivas, said the 200-bedded critical care block will start functioning within the next 2 years and will provide treatment to patients who are in critical condition and need immediate treatment. Mr. Srinivas said that it will reduce the burden on the emergency department at AIIMS, where 700 to 800 patients reach every day. He added that the department is also working on the One AIIMS referral and teleconsultation network. This will enable seamless patient movement between AIIMS across the country and other institutes of national importance. The NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 commenced today in New Delhi. A total of 2,361 cadets from all 28 states and 8 union territories are taking part in the month-long camp. With 917 girl cadets, this year's camp will witness the participation of highest number of girl cadets. There are 114 cadets from Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and 178 cadets from the Northeast region, presenting a microcosm of mini India. The camp includes the participation of cadets and officers from 14 friendly foreign countries as part of the Youth Exchange Program. The annual camp offers cadets valuable opportunities for training, engaging in cultural activities, and participating in social services initiatives, thereby nurturing unity and pride. Additional Superintendent of Police Mokok Chun has issued a traffic advisory in view of the 52nd midnight service being organized by Mokok Chun Centric tomorrow. As per the regulations, all vehicles coming from Amguri or Mokok Chun village will be diverted towards IMDH Hospital Road and Longkumar Kilam Gas Agency. There will be no entry from main police point to post office junction, from New Market to Longkumar Kilam Gas Agency, and from DC Office Junction Mokok Chun towards main police point. Vehicles coming from IOC UMU will be diverted towards Salangdam, Dilong Road from Dispensary Subcenter New Market, while cars coming from Kohima site will take the route to IMDH Hospital Road from Sewak Junction. The traffic regulations will be enforced from 9 p.m. onwards. Sirhima Youth and Students Union celebrated its Golden Jubilee yesterday under the theme Half a Century Towards a Limitless Future. Gracing the occasion, a special guest, Kuki Inpi Nagaland President L. Singh Sid, emphasized the importance of prioritizing one's goals and objectives to achieve success. He encouraged the youth to dream big, persevere through hardships, and make conscious decisions. Highlights of the celebration included unveiling of the Jubilee monolith, release of anniversary souvenir, cultural performances, and Jubilee feast, among others. And India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions are very likely during late night and early morning hours in isolated pockets of Nagaland and other states of the Northeast till 31st December. It said no rainfall is likely to occur at any places over Nagaland during the week. According to the Weather Authority, the state capital of Kohima can expect a minimum temperature of 5 degrees Celsius and a maximum of 13 degrees Celsius tomorrow. In Dimapur, the temperature is likely to range between 12 degrees Celsius and 24 degrees Celsius. To end the news, the headlines here again. Guwahati High Court directs Nagaland, three other states to report on measures taken to improve jail conditions. Deputy Chief Minister Yantong Opaton stresses importance of inclusivity, nurturing children for progressive development. Commissioner and Secretary Thejawele Gregory calls for balancing energy of youths with wisdom of elders for societal progress. And All India Institute of Medical Sciences to set up critical care block. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.